University Subs is located on the corner of Larchwood Avenue and Wall Street in West Long Branch, and they have been a Monmouth and neighborhood favorite for years. U Subs offers free delivery to the Monmouth dorms, and all MU students, who are thankfully now back on campus this week, receive 10% off of their total order. Visit them online at myusubs.com. They even have hot sandwiches, just in case.
Did you say thankfully back on campus this week?
I'm happy that everyone's back. There's a buzz on campus. It's great. When it's just us, it's no fun. This is better.
Looking forward to the first home football game, perhaps, of the season next week, which will be on Saturday afternoon. Lehigh in town. Mountain Hawks able to come back and knock off Central Connecticut State today in double overtime.
51-42, a thriller. They were down 37-24.
Third down and 16 as we get set for the start of the second quarter here. Liberty up 9-6. Matt Harmon, Eddie Iacopinti on the Shore Sports Network. Woodrum wants to throw, looks to go downtown. This one up in the air, and it is intercepted.
Wow!
Picked off by Tevron Brandon, a one-handed pick. Able to hold off the wide receiver. I had to wait before I called it to see if he actually came down with the football, because quite honestly, I can't believe that he did.
This is a top 10 SportsCenter play. If he, oh my goodness, what a play! One-handed, left-handed interception by Tevron Brandon. It's on ESPN3, and thankfully, you're going to see that one tonight on the top 10.
Unbelievable pick by Brandon. First turnover of the season for the Monmouth defense. 9-6 in the Hawk offense, who just struck for a score, coming right back on, maybe with a little bit more bounce in their step. Three wide receivers set, tight end sent to the right. Asante in at the tailback spot. He'll get the carry. KB goes off the right side. Good burst of speed on first down. Tripped up at the 44-yard line. That goes as a gain of 8 to set up second and 2.
Matt, still in awe of that play by Tevron Brandon. Have you seen a better defensive back play in the years we've been doing these broadcasts?
I'd like to say Brandon finally said, you know what, enough of picking on me. I'm the best cover guy we have. Go elsewhere. McLafferty backs off as the H-back, set to the right side of the formation. Asante going to get it again. Tries the interior part of the line. Not much to work with there. Maybe got a yard to the 45-yard line. Jerron Green among those in on the tackle for Liberty. It will bring up third down and a long one. Minute gone by here in the second quarter. Liberty nursing a three-point lead, 9-6.
Big play here, Matt. Monmouth needs to pick this first down up.
Sumlin and Sterling near sideline to the right. Elijah Phillips up top to the left. Blitz coming from Liberty. Busted play. Hill in trouble, trying to fall forward. Cannot. Will lose 2 yards and go backwards. Not sure whose mistake, Asante or Hill. Nonetheless, it sets up Monmouth with a fourth down situation, and they will have to punt it away.
Yeah, there was a late motion by Asante to go from behind Brandon Hill to alongside him. I don't think they were on the same page on that play. And you could think about going for it here, Matt, but the way Monmouth's defense is playing, kick the ball, try to set them up in good field position, because they've played very, very well.
Kevin Fogg back deep, mild pressure for Spillane, who absolutely shanks it off the side of his foot. Spillane, who has looked good punting, but not right there. This ball will be spotted at the 50-yard line. 7-yard punt from Spillane.
He angled his body, Matt, right when he received it to try to go for the coffin corner in the opposing side of the field. And what he ended up doing when he did that was he contorted himself wrong, and that's why the ball came out off the side of his foot. That is now a huge play in this ball game. Monmouth had some momentum after the Tevron Brandon interception, and then the offense wasn't able to move, but they still had positive juice going forward. That play, special teams can make it or break you. Not a good one there.
Yeah, Monmouth touchdown was set up by a special teams play, and now the defense will have to come on and be challenged with Liberty starting from midfield. 9-6 our score, 13 minutes to go in our first half. We're down in Lynchburg, Virginia, which is a nice area here in the hills, the mountains really of the northern kind of part of the state. Kind of drove all over the place today. Started in New Jersey, went through Pennsylvania, then we went through Maryland, then into West Virginia, back into Virginia, and now here we are. think if we would have kept going south, I think we're not so far. I heard you mention it at some point. We weren't so far from Tennessee.
I don't think we were. I mean, we're down there right now, at least in the same time zone. You know, last week in Montana, we were two behind. So the loyal listeners don't have to have the late night coffee and stay awake with us tonight. And obviously appreciate Ray's hard work. Back-to-back night games, Matt. Just got our first quarter stats. And the game is close, but the numbers very one-sided.
Yeah, they sure are. Liberty has dominated in just about every category offensively, including time of possession, 12-3 in terms of minutes with the football. Back here after that quick special teams play, here is the give to Desmond Rice off the left side. He'll break it for what looks to be a first down to the 40-yard line of Monmouth. And they will move the chains. And the clock now starts back up inside of 13 minutes to go.
How about the contrast, by the way, from Spillane's first to second punt? His first one traveled 51 yards. That second one did just go 7.
Foul now, the fullback shifts himself to the right side of the formation. Rice wants to go up the middle on the first down carry and bounces it down to the 36-yard line. Gain of 4 to set up a second down and 6. O'Hara and Jerzynski in on the stop.
Look at some of these first quarter numbers. Liberty outgained Monmouth 104-21 total yards. Monmouth ran for minus 6 yards. Julian Hayes right now, 4 carries for 1 yard. Asante has looked good, but the Hawks need to establish some more ground game.
Pete Gagliardi, the second tight end into the game. Here's Rice going that way off the offensive right. Hit at the line of scrimmage, but then able to push the pile forward. Stop made by Jerzynski and co. It'll set up a third down and 1. And Liberty, I believe. No, I'm sorry. Monmouth player is down. I thought Liberty was going to call a timeout. See if we can get a number for you. In terms of the Monmouth player that is injured on the field right now, I believe it's 51. That is Wes Cunningham, the junior defensive lineman, who's up and being helped off the field. Looks to be a right leg injury, and I say that because he's hobbling off on his left and leaning with the training staff. So a third down and 1 set up right now for the Monmouth defense, which has looked pretty good so far tonight. Jerzynski and Josh Szymanowicz right now with the tackle. O'Hara and Leslie, the two ends. Monmouth will walk some players up. Six-man front, basically. Sutton standing on the line of scrimmage from the safety spot. Option for the first time tonight. Woodrum will go off the right side and get right to the 30-yard line. This will depend on the spot of the football to see if he has enough for a first. Don't think that he does. They'll say fourth down and about the nose of a football.
Offense staying on the field right now for Turner, Gill, and crew. Hey, all we heard all week, Josh Woodrum is not a mobile quarterback. Here they try option right, power option, old school football. It doesn't work as now Liberty checks in, Matt, some big bodies as they're going to go for it on fourth down.
It's something out of the old Nebraska playbook. Double tight end, wing off to the left. I formation, movement up front. Here's the give to Richardson. He'll have a first down and a couple of yards to spare. Gets down to the 28-yard line. And it will be a first down, and the offense stays on for Liberty.
Yeah, nothing fancy there. They bring in 3 tight ends. They go power football. Richardson able to churn forward for about 3 yards and keep the drive alive. Liberty, Matt, has had just a ton of time of possession so far in this game. On the offensive side, that Monmouth defense has been on the field a lot.
10.5 minutes to go in the first half. Liberty 9, Monmouth 6. 3 wide receivers set, 2 this time off to the left, and 1 up top to the right. Woodrum wanting to throw, wanting to go down the seam. He's got a man. Touchdown. Number 13, Darren Peterson, able to get past the coverage of Brandon. And that will go for 6 and put Liberty back on the scoreboard. They now lead it 15-6.
Skinny post, one of the most basic routes in football. And that time Peterson had the step on Brandon. Kevren slipped again. That's the second time we've seen him kind of slip fall on this Liberty field turf at Williams Stadium. No safety help over the top, as the safeties were responsible for the tight ends down the seam and the touchdown for Peterson.
10-12 to go. Liberty up by 9. They will keep their offense on and go for the two-point conversion. Spread formation. Brandon Apon, the tight end, shuffles across the formation. Little jump pass to Apon, and he will catch it for 2. Give Liberty 17, Monmouth 6. Quick scoring drive for the Flames, and we're back in 30 seconds with more Monmouth football on the Shore Sports Network.
Aramark is an award-winning leader in professional services providing food service, facilities management, and uniform and career apparel to healthcare institutions, universities, school districts, stadiums, arenas, and businesses all around the world. Aramark is proud to be Monmouth University's official food service provider.
Matt Horman, Eddie Iacopinti back here from Liberty University at Williams Stadium. You know, following the game coming in, as Liberty has opened up a 17-6 lead, hop on the Twitter route, which is so easy to follow things in today's day and age, and saw a lot of hashtags that said, fill the bill, which is what they kind of call the stadium down here after Williams Stadium. Bill, of course, short for Williams, and they have certainly done that. As we look across the way, a sea of red, which is all students. It is a active enrollment here on campus of about 15,000, and I would say across the way, at least half of the students of that 15,000 population are right there.
I'd say easily is that number, and if you want, hop on Twitter now, because I'm going to take a picture of that, and I'm going to tweet that picture out, because that is a very impressive showing by the Liberty Flames student section.
John Lunsford on to kick off. Will drive this one high and deep. Brandon will let it go over his head out of the back part of the end zone, and the ball will come out for a first down and 10 for Monmouth. 10-12 to go here in the opening half. Liberty 17 and Monmouth 6. Flames dominating the statistical comparison between the teams. 154 yards of total offense to Monmouth's 29. That one big play, the 27-yard touchdown reception for Mike McLafferty from Brandon Hill. Other than that, things have been pretty tough go of things for the Monmouth offense. 8 rushes so far for just 2 yards. First and 10 from the 25-yard line. Hayes back on after getting the last couple of series off. Play action. Hill ran into him. The catch made behind the line of scrimmage from Thaddeus Richards, who's got nowhere to go. He'll lose 2 as he is tackled at the 18-yard line by Aaron Dial, the safety who comes up to make the play.
Matt, a couple of names you haven't had the chance to call yet in this game. Neil Sterling, but also how about Eric Sumlin? And also Lamar Davenport. We also saw Elijah Phillips score a touchdown a week ago. Said it in pregame. MU needs to get their skill guys involved, because up front, Liberty's front 7 is as good as they come in FCS football.
Sterling this time will go near sideline to the right with Richards. Up top to the left is Davenport. He has single coverage. Hill, play action again. Wants Davenport. Overthrows him. Incomplete. And it'll be 3rd and 12. They have the coverage that they want and the setup that they want. Couldn't cash in on it, however, and with 9:20 to go, Monmouth with a 3rd and long coming up.
And we've talked about it already, how Liberty's controlled the clock at the time of possession in this game. Monmouth needs to try to convert this 3rd and 12. The defense needs to rest if they are to keep playing at a pretty good level.
And they have played at a high level despite the 17 on the scoreboard. You can only be on the field for so long and stay fresh. Bunch package and a trip set off to the left side. Single man back to the right is Sterling. Here comes pressure from Liberty. This one thrown over the middle and knocked away from Thaddeus Richards. The coverage and the hit laid on by number 21, Wesley Scott, one of the backup corners.
Matt, going to watch the replay here. It looked as though Scott might have gotten there a step or two early on Richards over the middle. No flag. And I don't think Mama should expect flag. Close play. not an obvious play in either direction. And now Monmouth needs a better than 7-yard punt out of Eric Spillane,
who comes back on to punt. He will get the snap at his own 10. Pressure coming. Does get off a high wobbly kick, sending Kevin Fogg across from one hash mark to the next. Fields it at the 38. Tackled at the 40. Isaluka down in on the coverage and the stop again. But pretty decent field position one more time for Liberty to start with. They have it first and 10 from their own 41-yard line. 9:05 to go in the first half. The Flames up by a score of 17-6.
What's weird in this game, Matt, is that the eye test to us, Monmouth belongs with Liberty. They can play with them every step of the way. Defensively, the Hawks were great. Again, when Liberty tries to run the football, they've made a few big plays skill-wise on the outside. Where it appears to me that Monmouth is lacking right now is on the offensive side of the football. They've had a hard time moving the ball between the tackles. They need to try and do something different. If it's throw it on first down, if it's try to flare things out to the guys you know that can make plays. Their best play in this game was that pass from Hill to McLafferty down the seam. They need to try and challenge Liberty vertically, because anything at or around the line of scrimmage hasn't worked throughout the first quarter and a half of this ball game.
Certainly is not. It has been an offensively challenged day so far for the Hawks, as nightfall has really settled in here in Lynchburg. In a capacity crowd, it seats 19,200 here at the stadium. This is a program that started playing football in 1973, and they have made their way kind of up the ladder from when things were 1AA to now FCS football. And as you talk to people here within the administration and the football program, they have made no bones about the fact that they would like to be an FBS school and kind of make the jump up to that 1A level. They're basically just awaiting an invitation.
Just like Monmouth was invited to join both the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference, which doesn't have football, and the Big South, Liberty waiting for that phone call from the big boys. They've definitely put themselves in position to receive that call. This is just an awesome football scene here in Lynchburg.
Two receivers to either side. Woodrum has Richardson behind him. Quick little pitch play off the right side. Richardson makes a man miss at the 30. Bounces forward to the 35-yard line, where he is stopped after a 7-yard pickup. Make it 7-3, a 2nd-3 now coming up.
Matt, we made a point last week that teams expect and find their most improvement between weeks 1 and weeks 2. I would ask you, does this team look improved to you? I would say yes. What do you think?
I would say yes, too. Has to start showing on the scoreboard, though, as well. 8:25 and rolling. Liberty up by 11, 2nd-3. Woodrum empties out the backfield, trips off to the left, two back to the right. Wanted bubble screen. Monmouth able to defend that well. Tevin Brandon read it and wouldn't allow the pass. And Woodrum, the smart play, just throwing it out of bounds. And that will set up a 3rd-and-3 coming up.
Good job by the Monmouth defense, led by Brandon on the outside, diagnosing receiver screen early. At that point, Woodrum had to get rid of it. If you hold the ball on an intended screen too long, odds are you get an illegal man downfield with a lineman releasing on the play. So good recognition by the quarterback.
Big 3rd-down set up now for the Monmouth defense. Looking for a stop. Tight end to the right. Trips off to the left. Woodrum rolling to his left. Looks to the corner. And the intended target, number 8, Dante Shells, couldn't hang on to it. It goes as an incompletion. And the defense, as it has for a good portion of the night, able to hold and set up a punt. Grant Bowden coming on for Liberty.
Right now, Matt, Monmouth has been very predictable offensively. Defense playing well again, forcing another punt. When the Hawks get this football back, got to do something to shake things up. It could start with a good return here from Phillips.
Phillips standing at his own 22-yard line. High kick from Bowden. Phillips wants to return it at the 20. Not much to work with. 4 or 5 blue jerseys down the field quickly. and gang tackling Elijah Phillips at the 22-yard line, where Monmouth will start with it at the 8-minute mark here of the second quarter. Liberty up by a score of 17-6. We step out for 30 seconds. Come back with more Monmouth football on the Shore Sports Network. Matt Harmon, Eddie Iacopinti back here from Arthur L. Williams Stadium on the campus of Liberty University. Week number two of the college football season for the Hawks of Monmouth. Looking to even their record at 1-1. That's exactly what the hometown Flames are trying to do here as well. Broadcasting tonight on 1160, 1310 AM, ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Thank you all, obviously, for listening. Long drive down here today, about 7 hours from the Monmouth County area here to the outskirts of Virginia.
Thought it was a long ride home today. Long ride home through the night.
Long ride home tonight, for sure. Monmouth offense coming back on. Got to put together a drive, something they've been unable to do all night long.
And I would say the offense, which doesn't huddle anyway, should look to not only gain good yardage on first down, Matt, but then maybe speed this Liberty defense up. Just do something different to shake them up a little bit.
Three wide receivers into the game. It'll be Hayes to get the carry off the left side. About 1 yard down the field. They had blown the play dead, even though he picked up a yard or two after the whistle had stopped. Stacked up at about the 23, maybe the 24-yard line. They'll give him forward progress, too. 2 yard pickup. We'll call that second and 8. And as good as Hayes looked last week against Montana State, the running game tonight not working so far for MU.
And I don't know if it's necessarily the running back's fault right now. Monmouth getting beat up front. The Liberty defensive line doing a better job tonight than Monmouth is doing trying to block him.
Hill wanting to throw here. Here comes pressure. Had Sterling drop the football, intercepted. This is going to go back for 6. Kevin Fogg right there as Sterling had it go off of his hands and able to basically trot into the end zone with no issue. Liberty back on the scoreboard.
That's a tough one right there. It's not on the quarterback. That one is on the receiver. Sterling had the football. Not sure if he alligator armed it or just didn't give it the normal extension, but the proximity to the defensive back didn't help things either. And that pick 6 will go back. Liberty now on top 23-6.
Lunsford on for the extra point. The kick is up and it is good. Liberty able to get themselves back on the scoreboard after the turnover from Monmouth. Flames 24, Hawks 6. We're back in 60 seconds with more Monmouth football on the Shore Sports Network. Liberty leading 24-6 as Lunsford again gives it a good charge off the kickoff out of the back part of the end zone. Will come out to the 25-yard line with the touchback. We never really quite saw a replay of that last interception that winds up being a pick 6 for Liberty. And number 3, Kevin Fogg, first sight on scene, looked like just a bad connection that time. Brandon Hill tossed it to where you would think you would want it to go on a quick little slant pattern. Sterling had it for a second, went off of his hands, and Fogg was literally right there to have the ball just fall in his arms, and no one stood in between him and the goal line.
Matt, it's one of those 50-50 plays that if Monmouth makes it, Neil Sterling could have ran for a lot of yards. Instead, he fumbles it off his fingertips, and it results in 6 back the other way.
Offense going back to work here. Inside carry will go to Hayes, who will get the pile forward to just shy of the 29-yard line. Gain of about 4. Make it 2nd and 6. Inside of 7 minutes to go in this first half. Liberty 24 and Monmouth 6. Hawks need some points here to wind down this first half. They played better, I think, than the score would indicate.
I would agree.
Hill spreads the formation. Play action, rolling to his right, looking across the field. He's got a man. It's McLafferty. He'll make the catch, have the first down. Take it out over the 40, tripped up at the 42-yard line. Stop made by the guy who just had the interception, Fogg. And the chains moving here. I haven't really seen much of that. Brandon Hill kind of on the move in the last now game and a half, but seemed pretty comfortable at least that time getting outside the pocket.
Yeah, finding McLafferty on the play action, dragging himself across the field. Looked very comfortable, and I like that. Move the pocket, give the Liberty defenders a different launch point.
Trip set up to the left side of the formation. Hayes with the inside carry again, and one more time, nothing doing inside. Dominique Davis, number 90, from his defensive end spot, closing the play down. That goes as a loss of a yard. Second and 11 now coming up.
Liberty's been all over the Monmouth inside running game, either the give option or the power. It hasn't really mattered. The Flames front seven has been very locked in to what Monmouth is doing. And Matt, the reason is Brandon Hill, not the running threat at quarterback, Kyle Frazier was, so the zone read really is just one play.
Pressure coming here. Monmouth picks it up. Quick flare to the outside. Sterling makes the catch. Hill did good just to get it off. Stop made by Walt Akins on the coverage. Ball out to the 48-yard line. Make it third and four after about a 7-yard completion.
And it's third down.
Phillips and Sumlin go up top to the left. McLafferty stands up, tight end to the right, along with Sterling. Big third down play here. Hill gets the snap. Again, pressure coming. He'll see something he likes, but didn't connect on the route from McLafferty, who stopped and cut it off. Hill threw it up over the top, and it goes as an incompletion, and the Monmouth punt team will come on again.
McLafferty broke the route off at around the 40 to the sideline. Hill lofted it to the 25 on kind of a go route. So we saw a few miscommunications a week ago at Montana State. Now we see our first one tonight in Spillane. We'll have to punt, and he needs to get a good effort off here. Try to pin Liberty.
Spillane hangs one high in the air. Good-looking punt. Fogg will let it bounce. Bounds down inside the five, and then stopped at the four by Joe Johnson. Much better effort that time from Spillane.
Did well also to field it. It was bounced back to him. He kind of short-hopped it like almost like a first baseman, Matt. Made the play, and then got a great kickoff that Joe Johnson downed at right at around the four-yard line. So now Monmouth's offense was backed up to begin things. Now the Hawks' defense has Liberty back on the goal line. Be cautious here for that play-action seam pass.
Woodrum bringing the offense back on. He's been under center a couple times. Thought maybe he would move up here to keep it safe, but will stay in the shotgun. He's lined up in the end zone. Two backs in the backfield. The inside carry will go to Richardson, and the tackle made just over the five-yard line by Onakuzi. Gain of about a yard and a half, maybe two. Let's call it second and eight. Certainly the situation here for Monmouth. Defensively, can't give up any more points. You know, there's been struggles and mistakes made on both sides of the football, but you can't dig yourself more than what it is right now, and the score stands at 24-6. Woodrum sets up the package the way that he wants. Trips off to the left, single man up top to the right. Wanting to throw. Quick pass to the outside. Has his man, Shells, who makes the catch and then got himself out of bounds right at the yard marker for the first down. Out to the 15-yard line.
Too much cushion on the outside that time. Easy pitch and catch. Woodrum to Shells. Brandon about 10 yards off of the receiver to the formation's right. Under four to go. First down, Liberty.
Liberty taking their time in the huddle right now. They'll send Peterson split wide to the right. Coming near sideline to the left is Shells. Both receivers, good size, pretty good speed. Two backs again in the backfield. Woodrum wanting to go downtown. Lets it fly. Has his man. Catch made at the 35. Hauled in by Peterson, who will outrun Brandon for a long touchdown pass. 85-yard strike. And Liberty starting to put some distance between them and Monmouth on the scoreboard.
Nothing fancy, Matt. Straight go route. slight play action. It was a two-receiver route, and Woodrum put it on the money. He was allowed a clean pocket, stepped up, long throw to the inside of the numbers. Peterson, after some hand-fighting with Tevron Brandon, broke free, and there was no one between him and the end zone.
3:24 to go as Lunsford on for the extra point, drills it through, and the Flames now dominating this one. 31-6. With 3:24 to go, we step out for 60 seconds. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network. .324 to go here from Williams Stadium. Another high end-over-end kick from John Lunsford will go out of the back part of the end zone as we rejoin you here from Liberty University. It will be another touchback. He's done that basically throughout the game, and he's had some opportunities as the Flames putting some points up on the board, leading Monmouth 31-6.
Monmouth offense, Matt, in need of something here. This game was 17-6, it seemed, a minute ago.
Still under 60 yards of total offense as the carry will go for KB Asante, who will take it to the 29. Gain of about four. We'll leave Monmouth with a second down and six coming up at the half. We'll run through scores from around the country at both the FBS and FCS level. Eddie will talk things over with Monmouth sports information man Greg Buscomi. We'll have stats and obviously get you set up for half number two. Trips off to the left of Hill. Single man back to the right. Here comes pressure. Wants to throw. Goes over the middle. Late flag will come out, and Sterling claps his hands. He will draw, I believe, a pass interference call. That one was almost picked off in a similar type pattern to what Sterling had run on the interception that turned out to be a pick six from Kevin Fogg. Here they will call Walt Akins on the pass interference, and it will give Monmouth a first down with 2:45 to go in this first half.
MU trails 31-6, Matt, but the Hawks do get the football back to begin things in the second half. So if they're able to get some kind of score here, build some positive momentum to then get the ball back, receive the kickoff, and then try and get down the field again.
McLafferty tight end right, Sterling, Davenport, and Sumlin all up top to the left. Over the middle, thrown behind Sumlin, almost intercepted again. Stepping in the passing lane, Jacob Hagen, the junior free safety, able to knock it down. It'll bring up second down and 10 with 2:40 to go in the first half.
Not a good throw from Brandon Hill. If he leads Eric Sumlin, he's got something potentially. The defensive backs in the middle of the field were drawn up towards McLafferty in the seam. If he puts it in front of Eric Sumlin, he can catch and turn, and then you could be in business a little bit. But the ball gets knocked down, so it's second and long.
Hill gets it again. Ball deflected at the line of scrimmage, so never made the target. Chima Uzawehi, who stands at 6'2", coming off the edge, able to get the pass deflection. So now on third and 10, Monmouth in danger of not only maybe not getting a first down, but also giving the football back to Liberty one more time here in the first half. Dan Kowal has checked in at a wide receiver spot. He's in a trips off to the left side along with Richards and Davenport. Sterling near sideline to the right. Hill wants Davenport. Who will make the catch at the 45-yard line? Spin forward, get inside of Liberty territory right at the 50, and he will have a first down.
Good job on the outside there. I believe as Hill gave the play action to Hayes, looked right. It was 17, Sterling with the grab. Was able to spin, get a couple extra yards forward for the first down.
They put the ball right at midfield, 2:15 and rolling now, as Hill gets the offense back up on the line. Sterling going to stay near sideline to the right. Asante takes a step forward, goes to the right of Hill. Hill wants to throw to the left, lets it go. He's got Davenport who drops the football. You don't see that very often. Davenport with perhaps the best hands in that wide receiver crew could not hang on to it. And with 2:03 to go, the clock stopped here for just a second.
Matt, I don't know what you thought. They just didn't look like they were in rhythm on that play, though. even had the ball been thrown on pinpoint, they just the timing didn't look right.
Four wide receiver set this time. Stack formation off to the left with Sumlin and Davenport. Sterling and Richards back to the right. Asante gets the carry, hit it midfield, spins forward to the 48-yard line, and then dropped after a 2-yard gain. Tackle made inside by number 30, Scott Hyland. Another big third down sequence coming up now for Monmouth. Certainly have enough time if they can get a first down for a potential score. Three wide receiver set, McLafferty and Sterling near sideline to the right, tight end receiver combo. Sumlin and Davenport up top to the left. Hill wanting to throw, targeting Sterling again, who will make the catch. Not going to be anywhere close to a first down, however, as he is gang tackled at the 45-yard line. 3-yard pickup will leave Monmouth with a fourth and five, and on will come the punt team.
Yeah, no choice for Coach Callahan. He can only do one thing and kick it away, as there is now under 1 minute to go here in the second quarter.
Monmouth will use all of the play clock here to wind things down as much as they can.
Or not.
Spillane gets a high wobbly kickoff. Fogg will field it at the 11. And it will be first and 10 for Liberty with 41 seconds to go in this first half, and the Flames leading 31-6.
I would have agreed with you. I would have assumed that when Spillane kicked it, there were still, I believe, 10 or 11 seconds on the play clock, and Liberty wasn't going to take a timeout. So then if they're giving you this free option, take the clock all the way down, then maybe you could even call timeout. Either team has called one, as the Flames will go back on offense now with 40 seconds to go before halftime.
See what they do with it if they try and take a crack down the field with Woodrum. He's made a couple of big throws tonight and has some big play receivers on the outside. Inside carry for Desmond Rice, who will get to the 13-yard line. Gain of a couple. Looks like Liberty will be pretty content to walk things off here, not even snap the football again as the game clock underneath the play clock. So we'll wind things down with 15 seconds and rolling. The two teams will head into their locker rooms and talk things over. Monmouth with some work to do. They've looked good in spurts, defensively good effort early on, but a couple of big plays, including a defensive touchdown for Liberty, has been the big difference in this contest so far here tonight. At the half, Liberty 31, Monmouth 6. When we come back, we start our halftime show presented by World Subaru. We'll kick it off with scores from around the country right after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.